And now time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts Michael Best and Greg Stuhr discuss the constitutionality of President Trump's attacks on a Syrian airbase last week. They speak to Michael Glennon, a professor at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, and William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University Law School.
Bill, can you explain what your understanding is of what basis the president and his administration have articulated to say that he was authorized to order these strikes?
Well, the administration so far has done very little to explain the legal basis for the strikes. The statement talked about the purpose being to deter Assad from using chemical weapons and also made mention of the fact that the strike it was deemed to be proportionate to the underlying cause, which was the chemical weapons attack, but neither of those offers much of a legal explanation.
Well, Mike, what would the president have to show, say, under international law, to justify a strike like this?
Well, under the United Nations Charter, use of force or threat of force is prohibited absent an armed attack against a state. And when a state is the victim of an armed attack, it can seek assistance from other states. But there's no claim that the United States was acting in this latter capacity of collective self-defense, coming to aid anybody as a third party. The question is whether humanitarian intervention, so-called, is permissible under international law. And the answer under the Charter, of course, is no. There are two possibilities. One is the Security Council authorizes the use of force, and the other is that you're acting under Article 51 in response to an armed attack for purposes of self-defense. And neither one of those rationales applies here.
That's Michael Glennon, a professor at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, and William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University Law School, speaking to Bloomberg Law hosts Greg Stuhr and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief, and you can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.